Thanks for listening to WBUR, made possible with support from Wistia and ZipRecruiter, presenting Endless Thread, the new podcast that brings Reddit, the front page of the internet, to your earbuds. Available wherever you get podcasts.
The New England Patriots, as we mentioned a couple of minutes ago, hope to win their sixth Super Bowl championship in 16 years. And perhaps no one has been more mesmerized by the team's unprecedented success than its youngest fans, who aspire to the Pats' winning ways. But as Tobias Smith reports, too much winning may actually be sending the wrong message to some kids.
Last year, when the Patriots were almost hopelessly behind in the Super Bowl, Pat's wide receiver Julian Edelman was relentless.
Gotta believe, bro. Gotta believe, boys!
The Patriots' staggering comeback in that game epitomizes their brand, exceeding expectations and excellence. From the once scrawny quarterback who was drafted 199th out of 200, who became an NFL legend, to many other guys once counted out, including Edelman, who wrote his story into a children's book about Jules the Squirrel.
Let me join your game, he shouts. You're too weak, says the Eagle.
Edelman recently read Flying High at a local preschool.
So all the guys wouldn't let him play.
That's not nice.
But this is how you deal with it.
It needs no spoiler alert. With hard work, Jules the Squirrel makes the team and in the sequel makes an epic catch, propelling his team toward their stunning win.
I always say, no dream is too big.
At home, with an injury that sidelined him this season, Edelman says he hopes to inspire kids as he was growing up.
Nothing's easy. It's a grind. You're going to have a relentless mindset, and you really got to believe.
Ready, Tommy? Set, hike!
At a YMCA outside Boston, that can-do attitude has trickled down to the kids playing flag football, like Tommy Salem and Maya Schwartzberg.
It's my dream to follow in Tom Brady's footsteps and be famous for comebacks, and you just keep on trying.
Yeah, like when I play football with my brothers, I keep on trying no matter what my brothers say about how they're so much better than I am.
Zach says that, not me.
It's all a great lesson in determination, but the Pats' unprecedented winning record may also have created something of a monster ego and unrealistic expectations in kids like Owen Levine and Tommy.
Like, what if it seems really impossible, like you want to fly?
Well, I mean, that would be a little tough, but, I mean, practice, and I guess you could do it someday.
Can little boys fly?
No, but like Julian Edelman said, just believe, and it'll probably come true.
A mom on the sideline, Amy DeTomaso, says there's a fine line between encouraging big dreams and setting kids up to fail.
Not everybody's going to be Tom Brady. Sometimes they need a dose of reality.
DeTomaso says when some kids take winning for granted, confidence can turn to arrogance. And she says kids like her son can easily overlook all the hard work that goes along with all that believing.
He says, I'm going to be a famous basketball player. And I said, well, you have to practice. He said, no, I already know everything.
That's the thing about confidence. It can just as soon sap your motivation if you believe that superstars get that way from some innate talent rather than hard work.
They're not gods. This is not magic. It's not a gift.
Stanford psychology professor Carol Dweck sees the Patriots as a poster team for what she calls the growth mindset, the belief that abilities are earned, not inherited. Dweck says Edelman is right when he says you gotta believe.
People go farther when they believe they can grow their abilities. No guarantee, but it does raise the odds.
It's not easy for this lifelong New York fan to admit she admires the Patriots, but Dweck says there can also be a dark side to outsized expectations.
Having people tell you that losing is not an option could in some cases, I'm not saying in this case, but could in some cases make people feel, I have to win at all costs.
No doubt the Pats are always looking for that extra edge, whether Tom Brady's avocado ice cream or the less wholesome allegations for which they've apologized or dismissed as bogus, jealous jabs. But that's also a lesson for kids. In many ways, Edelman says, it's harder to stay at the top than to get there.
Because that's when it's like everyone's out for you when you're at the top. And how you hold yourself is a huge thing.
Which speaks to the Patriots' other mantras, ignore the noise and do your job. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.